In 2014, three-fourths of Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment earmarking tax revenue for conservation. Since then, Orange Park Republican Senator Rob Bradley says the St. John's hasn't gotten the attention it deserves from Tallahassee.
I do think that we've spent a lot of time and effort, understandably, dealing with the issues with Lake Okeechobee and the Everglades, and I would like to bring a little bit of that focus to North Florida as well.
Bradley's bill would set aside cash for the St. John's River, its tributaries, or the Keystone Lake region. It doesn't list specific uses.
I want to be aggressive in using Amendment 1 dollars for projects and for if it is appropriate to improve conservation lands to allow the public to enjoy them, and if it's appropriate to even purchase land. So all of those things are things that I think the voters intended.
Bradley says he would also be comfortable paying for cleaning up the riverfront at the defunct Jacksonville shipyards or helping remove septic tanks if those uses are okayed by regional water managers. But environmentalists strongly oppose those types of expenditures, and the St. John's Riverkeeper and others are suing lawmakers for failing to purchase enough conservation land. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.